Hey guys, welcome to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and this is going to be all about my journey through the 75 Hard Challenge by Andy Frasella and my personal challenge of 75 podcasts in 75 days. I have no idea what I'm doing with podcasting, but I have wanted to start for over a year now, and I have let that excuse hold me back for way too long. So this is going to be messy, no music, unedited, and I'm just going to figure it out as I go along. So it's going to be fun to compare my 75th podcast to my first podcast. It's going to be fun to compare who I am now to who I am in 75 days, mentally, physically, spiritually. I am fully committing to the next 75 days of just personal growth and business growth, podcast growth. I am tired of letting my excuses hold me back from practically everything. And so I am so excited to be on this journey. I am so thankful for you for being on this journey with me. If you have anything that you want me to talk about, if you have any questions, if you just want to connect, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I will link them down below. I am just so excited to get this started. So thank you for joining me today, and let's get on with today's show. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and today is day 25 of the 75 days of podcasting and day 70 of my 75 hard journey. Y'all, it has been crazy the last few weeks, and I know I have been super MIA on the podcast, and all of the excuses can be told, but y'all, I am ready to truly just dive into the podcast and kind of find my routine with it and create something that is very enjoyable for me, as well as providing you guys with good information and not just things that I kind of throw together just to be able to post a podcast. So that has been something that has been really important to me. I don't want to just throw podcasts together and kind of make them work. I truly want to be able to sit on the topic that I am wanting to throw out there and really be able to provide you guys with some good information and really continue to, you know, help myself as far as a way of that release that I need, because I truly like having this podcast as a way to just kind of get my feelings off of my chest and have something to really pour into, as well as providing you guys with good information and tactical tools that you can also use, because I know that you guys are busy, and especially, like, you know, whenever I'm reading these new books, I just really want to be able to pour into you guys, because I know a lot of people may not read. Maybe you listen to podcasts instead of reading, or maybe you listen to audiobooks, and maybe you don't catch all of the little tips and tricks that they add in there. And so I just wanted to be able to really pour things back into you guys and things that really stick with me, and just see if it may help you. So one of the things that has been very, very heavy on my heart here lately, especially, you know, as I wrap up 75 hard and really just dive deep into my online business, is feeling like a fraud and feeling like you shouldn't be proud of yourself for how far you've come, because maybe somebody else has already done it, or maybe you failed in the beginning. And now, like, at the end of 75 hard and the last final days, and, you know, today is day 70 and it should be this huge celebration. And for me, it's really just kind of like nervousness to end the challenge, because of course my brain just immediately goes to, okay, what am I going to binge eat? What is all this sugar I'm going to put in my body? What's my alcoholic beverage that I'm going to have? You know, like, I've built all of these habits for 75 days, and now in the last 5 days, I've really obsessed over that final day. Like, last week was so hard for me because I spent every single day focused on that day that I finally get to eat, that day that I finally get to binge and really just loosen up. Because what has been the hardest for me, truly, I mean, I feel like I keep saying what's been the hardest part, but one of the hardest parts for me is just the careless act of, you know, maybe picking off of my husband's plate, or, you know, while I'm cooking, just having a bite and just little tiny things where on 75 hard, you do have to be very, very strict about it. But in regular life, you don't. And of course, that is one of the points of 75 hard is you really look over all of these small little things that you typically do that you don't really notice, but they compound and add up. And so, you know, you really figure out, like, especially with 75 hard, you find those things that you really used to look over because now you are literally not allowed to look over them. You know, I started 75 hard over one time because I, you know, was making barbecue weenies for my husband, the little Smokies, and that wasn't something that was on my meal plan. You know, I didn't have any healthier barbecue sauce, and little Smokies aren't good for you anyways. And so I was cooking myself something different while I was making him those, you know, little Smokies, and just out of habit, out of some, like, not even thinking about it, I ate one. And then as soon as I got done eating it, I was like, oh my gosh, I am on like day three of 75 hard. And I just did the, like, one of the things that you're not allowed to do, which is mindlessly snack on something that wasn't in your meal plan. And that is so important because especially, you know, like maybe moms and people who work at home, it's so easy to just pick off other people's plates, and maybe your kids didn't finish the plate. So you just, you know, you finish it off yourself. And, you know, I used to work with my mom. And so, you know, we would always go out to eat together. And so it was just a habit to, you know, if she didn't eat all of her fries, girl, I will finish those fries for you. If you're not going to eat your toast, girl, I will eat your toast for you. And so I made this habit over 24 years. I had this habit of just snacking on other people's plates. And whenever I get stressed, going for, you know, the cookies and, you know, just anything that I can get my hands on, really, and specifically unhealthy things. And I find that to be very, very weird. But my brain immediately defaults whenever I get anxious to, like, worst case scenario. Like, I don't want carrots. I want cookies. And I don't want two cookies. I want 12. Like, there's no stopping it once I start. And so it really, when every single time I have to stop myself, I feel like a fraud. Like, and even though I stopped myself, I continue to go back to, oh, I am this person that has a problem with binge eating. I am this person that has a sugar addiction. And I tell myself these lies that keep me in this framework, in this mentality, in this identity of somebody who has a problem with eating and who, as somebody who doesn't, you know, enjoy nutritious foods, which with 75 hard, I have found is a lie. Because now with 75 hard, I was forced to find nutritious, healthy snacks that I enjoy, that fit into my meal plan, that taste good, but also fuel my body. And I've gone 70 days without sugar, without alcohol, without snacks, without, you know, cookies and sweets and ice cream and things that I truly, truly thought to my core I would never be able to have a handle on. And now I've gone 70 whole days, and come Sunday, it'll be 75 whole days that I went while controlling the alcohol, while controlling my sugar, while controlling my sweets, while controlling my snacking. And yes, there have been times when I've gotten so anxious because life just keeps coming at us so hard. And there have been times when I've cried because I wanted to eat so bad and I had nowhere to hide from my emotions. There was literally nowhere to hide from my emotions because I was so tired. I was not about to do a third workout. I couldn't, you know, drink anything. I couldn't eat anything. There was just nothing to do but actually deal with my emotions. And again, it brought me back to this fraud mentality because I felt like a fraud, because in that moment I was crying my eyes out because I wanted to eat so bad. And as an online health coach, that is exactly what I'm trying to teach my clients to get away from. You know, after dinner, you don't need anything else, you know, and all of these different little tips and tricks that I'm telling my clients, hey, try this, hey, try that. And myself, I myself am struggling. But I really truly think that that makes me a better coach because I am able to relate and not judge, right? Because there's so many times when, you know, you feel like you can't go to somebody because they're just going to judge you because they never mess up, right? And they never miss a day and they always eat perfectly and all this stuff. And you just feel like, well, I can't tell her that I had those cookies or those crackers or that alcoholic drink because she hasn't done it. And it just really, this week, it has really just reminded me that, for one, I'm not a fraud because I have gone 70 days without sweets and alcohol and all of those things. Like, yes, I struggle and I still want them, but I'm human. And I've been able to push through those cravings, and I've gone 70 whole days without it. And that proves to me, whether it proves it to anybody else, I was able to prove to myself that I don't need alcohol. I don't need sugar. I don't need to binge eat, because I've learned that I'm allowed to eat the things that I want in moderation, and it's never going anywhere. And that's been the biggest game changer for me, because yes, I did have to adjust my diet from, you know, whenever I first started 75 hard and I was doing this super, super strict diet, and, you know, it was portion control and all of these different things, where with my eating disorders, I literally, as soon as I told myself, oh, I'm done with carbs for the day, like I would just completely binge, and then I would fail 75 hard and had to start back over. Where now, you know, I'm still using those, that framework of here's the right portion, here's the mentality around it. You can, you know, obviously with 75 hard, there's no sweets, no alcohol, no, you know, no cheat meals or anything like that. And that's exactly how I've framed my, my meals throughout 75 hard, is eat what you want, but each meal, you know, has vegetables. So you still get the nutrition. No sweets, no alcohol, no cheat meals. So it's been able, I've been able to find things that I love and find ways to cook vegetables and, you know, find different ways to make fruit and find different ways to make my superfoods and really truly find ways to eat the foods that I love in healthier, nutritious ways. And whenever I think about that final day, whenever I think about Valentine's Day, and because I think it's so cool that my final day is the day before Valentine's Day. So my very first cheat meal is going to be able to be Valentine's Day. And also, that makes 8 years for my husband and I, as you know, we started dating 8 years ago on February 15th. So it's going to be this great day. And I literally have an entire wish list from HEB ready to go, with my chocolate, with my candy, with my alcohol, with all of these things, you know, for Valentine's Day, but also just to kind of celebrate 75 hard. And it brings me back to that fraud mentality that, you know, yes, for 75 days, I've done so great. But as soon as I'm off, my brain says, let's go back to the old mentality of binge eating, of, you know, going so hard on sugar and alcohol right now, because later on, we're not going to be able to have it. And honestly, it really has disappointed me more that I am looking forward to that day so much, but also I'm so scared because of those habits that I'm going to be breaking. You know, I've literally had to do my walks in the rain, sleet, snow, sunshine, heat, and the cold, you know, all of the different things. I've had to do midnight workouts and, you know, all of these different things, where typically I would have just said, screw that. It's snowing. It's midnight. I'm just not going to do that today. I'm just not going to finish my water today. It's not that important today. And for 75 days, I've not been able to do that, right? And for 75 days, I've had to show up for myself and for my business, no matter what came in my way, and no matter what life threw at me, every single day I had to work on personal development. I had to do two different workouts. I couldn't cheat on my diet. I had to get my water in. I had to take a progress picture. And it taught me all of these habits that I can guarantee you for the rest of my life, I will start my day with 10 pages of personal development, because it has changed so much for me. Because not only am every single day I'm taking in positivity first thing in the morning. And so my brain immediately is trained to look for good things, because that is the very first thing that it receives in the morning. And so all day long for the rest of the day, it's going to continue looking for ways to grow, looking for ways to, you know, make my business better, my relationships better, myself better, and all of these different things, where I never did that. I literally never read one book in high school or after high school. I was just a great tester. I was able to just get by the tests. And I never once read a book in high school or after until 75 Hard. And now I'm like 24 books in. 24 books? Are you kidding me? After never reading a book. Never. After we stopped doing AR points, I stopped reading. And oh my gosh, AR points. Do y'all remember those? That's how long it's been since I have read a book front to back. And that was because we had to. And that taught me to just become a good tester. Because most storylines have the same ending anyway. So you can kind of just work your way through the tests, right? And with personal development, obviously it's so different, because everybody has different ideas. They have different experiences, but they kind of all wrap around the same ideas, right? Because you have to have clarity on your goals and where you currently are in life. So if you're not reflecting on how your day went, how your week went, how your month went, how last year went, how are you expecting yourself to become better if you don't realize what didn't work in the past? Because sometimes it's going to be super obvious, you know, whenever you just completely fall on your face and it does not work, right? You just know for a fact that doesn't work. But sometimes you're doing these very tiny things that you don't recognize. And then all of a sudden it shows up and you're like, where the hell did that come from? When in reality, you've slowly but surely been compounding these negative habits. And that's where it comes into play, as far as, you know, the mom that finishes her kids' play every single night and then wonders why she's gained 20 pounds in a year. Well, you might not have noticed, but every single day you added on, you know, 100 to 200 extra calories. Plus you still had your wine, plus you still had your meals, but you were also eating this little bit extra, when in the beginning it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. But now that you've done it every single day for an entire year and you didn't change anything else, you know, you didn't use more energy, you just took in more calories. Yeah, you gained a little bit of weight because you ate a little bit more food every single day. And how do we lose that weight? Every single day we just do a little bit better. And it's not this huge dramatic diet change that so many people try to do. It's just creating these healthier habits that every single day you become better and better, and you're gonna fall off, and that's okay. And you just get right back on. And whether that's your health journey, your career, you know, your relationships, your school, whatever it might be, you know exactly what to do when you fall off. And that's just do exactly what you know and get back on track. You know, it doesn't have to be this big, dramatic, start on Monday, change your entire world type of thing. You just do the steps. You just do exactly what you know to do. And then you look back on them and you say, okay, what works, what doesn't? And you make a little adjustment. And every single day, you get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And you find things that work and you find things that don't. And those things that don't work, they're not a setback. It's moving you closer to what does work. Because every single time you find out what doesn't work, that's one more thing you have confirmed doesn't work. So that puts you one step closer to the thing that will work. But you will never find what works for you, your family, your lifestyle, your goals, until you put in the effort to find out what doesn't. And so many people feel like it's a waste of time whenever they go through the wrong relationship, when they're in the wrong job, you know, when they're in the wrong city. They feel like it's a complete waste of time. Why did they do that? And that's the complete wrong mentality, because you have to look at all of these quote unquote failures and all of these setbacks as just one more ladder step, just one more thing to get you closer to that final goal, because you will never get there if you're having to take these huge leaps and bounds. But those small daily actions will slowly but surely get you there. So if you're feeling like a fraud, like I have been here lately, just know that you are not a fraud. And you feeling that way just confirms that you want to be the best that you can be in everything that you do. And I think that is very, very, very good to have, and a very great quality of somebody who is going to be successful one day. Because if you feel like a fraud now, that just means that you know the person that you're trying to become is better than the person that you're being right now. And so what we do with that is just find the small daily steps to take us to where we are trying to go. We don't need big leaps and bounds, just those small daily steps to move us in the right direction. So I hope you guys are having a great day, and I hope you are ready to crush this week with me. Thank you again for listening to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast and the 75 days of podcasting. I would love to be able to connect with you on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. I will link both of them in the show notes. If you have any tips or advice for me, this is not going to be an easy road. It is going to be a little messy as I learn how to podcast. But I am so thankful that you are here. I am thankful for your grace, and I am thankful for the good Lord above for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and the drive to do 75 podcasts in a row. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see you tomorrow.